You're listening to Miracle in Shreveport, a memoir of baseball, fatherhood, and the stadium that launched a dream by David and Jason Benham, as read by David and Jason Benham. To Grandpa and Grandma, thanks for your faithfulness to come to all our games through the years, and thanks for always buying our cleats and gear. Playing in sneakers would have been tough. Even though you screamed at us from the stands, we always knew you loved us. God is always at work in our lives. Even when we can't see Him, He's working in ways we may never know. But sometimes we get to see His fingerprints in our life's story firsthand, and it marks us forever. From that day forward, we walk with newfound strength, armed with a testimony of God's goodness, His faithfulness, and His sovereign hand to write our story into His story. John Piper once said, God is always doing 10,000 things in your life, and you may be aware of three of them. We've found this to be true in our own lives. Maybe you have as well. We all have difficult and trying times when things seem to be going wrong and we can't catch a break. It's just the way of life on this side of eternity. And sometimes we question God or wonder if He really even cares at all. Well, He cares. We know this because we've been there before. And we've watched Him work in ways we never imagined possible. Many of you know us from the time we got fired by HGTV, which was a tough time for us. We'd thought a new show with a network was our chance to do something great for God, something that could influence our culture for good. Then the rubber met the road, and we refused to compromise our principles. That's when we got the old heave-ho and lost the show. Getting thrust into a media controversy was not exactly what we had in mind for our lives. But God was working behind the scenes, and we could trust Him because we had seen Him work on our behalf before. We drew strength from an earlier time where God stepped in, peeled back the curtain, and showed us His divine hand working in a way that blew our minds. This is that story. Sometimes it's even hard for us to believe, but it's true. We had seen God work in such a powerful way as young Little League baseball players with a dream of making it to the pros one day that regardless of what happened with HGTV or anything else, we would not be shaken. The story in this book has brought extraordinary strength to us through the years. We believe it will strengthen you as well. Chances are, you'll see yourself in this story. At some point in your life, maybe you've wondered how God was going to work everything out for you as well. You may even be there right now. Though the details of your story will be different from ours, the fact is God is the one faithfully writing your story into His story. So come with us as we take you back to a time in our lives when the most important thing in the world to us was the game of baseball. Chapter 1, The Birth of a Dream. The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, it's a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that was once good and could be again. Terrence Mann, Field of Dreams. It was a warm, sunny Saturday afternoon in May 1984. The days of summer were closing in rapidly, and for two young boys, the thought of no school for three solid months was exhilarating. We had just completed our morning chores. I, Jason, had mopping and bathroom duty, and David ran the vacuum. He always got the easy jobs. As we coordinated our teams for another epic wiffle ball battle with the neighborhood kids, Dad interrupted us mid-argument. Jason, David, I'm taking you to see a movie today. Movies were a big deal in the early 80s. Some of the greatest flicks of all time came out of that memorable decade, not to mention some of the most incredible fashion the world has ever seen. Oh, the fashion. We rocked capa shoes, parachute pants, members-only jackets, neon t-shirts, and Brian Bosworth hairdos. You just don't get any better than that. So even though we loved playing wiffle ball, we didn't argue with Dad in the least. We jumped in the car and headed to the Walnut Twin Theater, the best-kept secret in Garland, Texas. It was the only dollar movie theater around, and since Dad earned a pastor's salary, that's where we typically went. He took us to see The Natural, a movie about a young boy, his dad, and a game that drew them together. It was a movie about baseball, the power of a dream, and the deep bond between a father and his son. Little did we know the effect this movie would have on us, as it brought to life the very same relationship we had with our dad around the same game.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?